Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning and have an opportunity to share God's word with you. The story's told of a woman who's driving down the highway. She'd been on a little trip and was returning home. And she's going down the interstate. She sees a sign, road construction ahead. Just what we all want to see, right? You never know for sure how that's going to be, how that's going to turn out. Construction ahead. And it might get even worse. There might be a sign right underneath that one that says, be prepared to stop. Well, we're taking a trip. Stopping is really not part of the plan. But you get ready for those things. You might see another sign. This one's even worse. Lane ending. Merge. Just a little simple word, merge, you know. You all slow down, every other car goes. It should be easy, right? No, it's not easy. You ever notice in those situations, there'll be someone who thinks where they're going is a lot more important than where you're going. And so then, a lot of things can happen then. Most of them not good. Stories told of this lady that was driving down the highway, and this happened, this actual true story, it happened in North Carolina. She was driving down the highway, hit road construction, had little detours she had to take, had to switch lanes, had to switch over to the other side and become a two-lane over there, back and forth, and she followed all these directions carefully. And finally, she got to the last sign, and it said, end of construction. Thank you for your patience. You know, in our life, we need some patience sometimes. We need patience ourselves. Sometimes we need other people to have patience with us. And you know, that lady, she read that sign and thought, she just saw the humor in it. It's very frustrating, exasperating, sometimes maddening to go through those construction zones. And you're looking for that sign that says, end of construction. So she thought about that when she got to her home. She told her family. She was still chuckling about that last sign. And she said, I want that engraved on my tombstone. End of construction. Thank you for your patience. You know, and I tell you, it was a true story. The woman actually was Ruth Bell Graham, Billy Graham's wife. And if you could see her tombstone today, that is, in fact, engraved on her tombstone. Well, you can Google it and see. Her family did exactly what she said. Put on that tombstone, end of construction. Thank you for your patience. You know, our whole life is construction. We're under construction our whole life, from the day we're born till the day we die, we take our last breath. That whole time is we're under construction. We're building like those around us. As we construct our life, we need to make sure that we keep our focus on making Jesus Christ the sole basis for our life, building our life around that. You know, when you're building something, and we have some builders in here, the first thing and the most important thing, really, that you got to think about is foundation. You have to have a strong foundation, and that is taught in the Bible. And there's several places in the words of Jesus that was read here just a few minutes ago. It teaches us in Jesus' parable, the wise and foolish builders. And what we're talking about today, it involves not just hearing Jesus, but in doing and actively putting into practice the things that we need to build a life that can withstand the challenges that are going to come our way. We have to have a strong foundation. There's going to be lots of storms, so to speak, that's going to hit our life. And we know that. God didn't promise us it'd be easy. He promised us he wouldn't give us more than we can bear. But the first thing that we have to think about as we're constructing, as we're building our life, is that foundation. I want to read this verse from 1 Corinthians. And it's 1 Corinthians in chapter 3 and verses 10 and 11. Paul told the church at Corinth, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." That's the thing we need to think about first. We have to have a strong foundation. We have to have a strong foundation, and you start that. What it teaches us here is on Jesus Christ. He goes ahead and says, "If anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done." If we use good building materials, it's going to be strong. It's going to withstand the storm. He mentions, much like the verses that were read a while ago, the house built on the sand, he mentions here, hay, straw, if it's built on that, it won't survive. That is, hearing the word, but not putting it into practice, that won't survive. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. If the foundation work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will have a reward. The foundation of our life is Christ. And notice he says no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20, actually verse 19 and 20, Paul said, "So then you're no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with saints and members of the household of God. And get this, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." Built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. That's the scripture. That's the gospel. foundation of the gospel. And we read a moment ago, no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2:20, we read that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. And we don't think about this the way we build buildings today. We don't think about it this much anymore, but a lot of older buildings were built. They started with a cornerstone. And the cornerstone was extremely important. If it wasn't right, the whole building. If the cornerstone's wrong, the whole building will be wrong. They set that cornerstone, and everything is plumbed, and it goes off of that. And you get a product that's good, that's straight, that will stand the test of time. Jesus is the chief cornerstone of our spiritual life. He is the one solid, unshakable rock on which everything else we do is built. Don't ever forget and leave Jesus out of it. Don't neglect your prayer life. Don't neglect your prayer life. Another thing about foundations, you got to be aware of other foundations. Don't build your life on anything other than that foundation which has already been laid. There are a lot of religions in the world today, and of course there are for sure lots of religions. Some of them just built by a man. We all know there's religions that there's a man started them, and they continue today, and some of them do quite well. And they're founded by whatever the name is, whatever you want to say. They're founded by a man. That's the foundation that it's talking about. Beware of other foundations. Don't build your life on other things. But we as Christians can sometimes build a foundation for our life that is not another religion, just some other part of our life. It can be material things that we let replace God or come between us and God. It can be finances. It can be personal ambition, worldly wisdom. A lot of things that we can do that can separate us from God, come between us and God, and that's when we're trying to get another foundation other than the one which is already laid for us. We'll talk about some reasons that strong foundation is important. It'll withstand storms. It'll withstand storms. The house that was built on the rock, the house that was built on the sand, we know what happened. A life built on Christ's teachings will be able to withstand life's storms, which are inevitable. We will have storms, and we'll have adversity. Just as a house in the scriptures that it spoke of, built on the rock, will not fall. If we have that strong foundation, when those storms come into our lives, we can withstand the storms. God will help us through that. Christian growth, our growth as Christians, depends on the strength of the foundation. Builders, we build some huge buildings in this country. And when you look at a building, the taller a building is that's visible, the stronger that foundation that you can't see, the stronger that foundation has to be to withstand storms. If we're going to grow as Christians, we have to have that strong foundation to support our growth as we make progress in our Christian life and our growth with God. The amount you can grow spiritually depends on the strength and the depth of your foundation. A life built on sand, so to speak. The example that Jesus used when he spoke of this. Life built on sand will collapse. I would define a life built on sand as one that is built on hearing the words of Jesus, knowing about it, but not acting on them. It's like a building on sand, and it'll lead to ruin when difficulties arrive in our lives. So how do you build a strong foundation? Well, first I would say obey the word. Not enough to hear the word. You have to obey the word. You obey the word, the gospel truth. You hear, believe, repent. You're baptized. You live faithful unto death. That's how you build your life on that foundation. That's how you build the foundation. That's how you start it. The next thing I would say about that, you live your life according to God's design. God has a design for your life, your actions, your thoughts, beliefs. Those are all building materials. Those are things that the people around us see. We hear the word. We know what we believe. People around us, they see our actions. They know our thoughts. They know our feelings about things and their beliefs. That's what we use to build on that foundation. As we're building, regularly we need to inspect, if you want to call it that, maintain, examine our life and see the progress. You know, builders, they build a foundation, they start a building. Well, they don't wait till the building's supposed to be done to check on certain things that's supposed to happen in that building. It's been 40 years ago, a long time ago, I saw a house built, and they had that house built and realized the plumbing pipes weren't attached to anything. The plumbing was all good inside the house. They didn't attach the pipes to anything. And suddenly somebody realized that's not going to work. It was a mess. They had to bring in a big machine, drill a hole in the yard, drill a hole sideways under the driveway to get out to get the hole. I mean, it was just a mess. You can only imagine. Well, how did that happen? How can that even happen? They couldn't believe it either. But nobody was checking. Nobody was checking things. We have to continually examine our lives and ensure that the foundation that we've built is strong enough to support our growth and to withstand life's challenges. Another thing we need to think about, maintain a relationship with God. Don't neglect your prayer life. Maintain a relationship with God. Stay faithful, and your relationship with God will be strengthened. Don't lose faith. Be faithful, it will be strengthened. So how do we apply this in our everyday lives? How do we make this happen? First of all, I would say we need to be an example to other people. A strong spiritual foundation enables you to be an example to others, a living example. People know a lot about us. We need to set a good example. That strong spiritual foundation that we have will enable us to do that. Find strength in fellowship with other Christians. If our Christian walk, we learn that our faith gets stronger. Our faith gets stronger through fellowship and walking with other believers. Learn to trust God. Trust God. Learn to trust God. If we trust Him with the small things, we'll learn to trust Him with large things. Life storms, we see what's going on in people's lives. Sometimes when we listen to announcements, you know, sometimes we're guilty of not thinking about what is actually going on in a person's life. When we hear about a death in a family or about a serious illness, we need to really be thinking how that's affecting their life. We'd be thinking about it if it was ours. If it was our life, somebody in our family. We need to be thinking about those storms that are happening in other people's lives and in our own life. And if a storm comes our way, if we've got a strong enough foundation, we'll be able to battle the storm. If we choose to build a solid foundation, we'll be able to battle storms. We'll work our way through the bad times of our lives. The foolish builder, Jacob read about a while ago, the foolish builder ignored the importance of a solid foundation. And he paid the price when the storm came. We need to be like the wise builder. The wise builder listened, obeyed, built sturdy house with a strong foundation and stood strong when the storms came. So today as we close, let me leave you with this thought. As you leave here today, think about this. Let Christ be the rock that you build your life on. Don't let anything come between you and Christ. Let Christ be that rock that you build your life on. With Christ as our foundation, we can stand firm, unshaken, no matter what trials may come our way. I want to go back and read this verse one more time. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation. And someone else is building upon it. Let each one. Paul, by the way, speaking here of the foundation that he laid. The apostles teaching, his teaching to people. But others build on it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Remember that. And as we go through our lives, we'll be able to withstand temptations that come our way, storms that come our way, trials and tribulations, all the bad things that happen. It's like that road we were talking about. There's things that are going to happen as we journey through life. And I like the thought that our life is under construction. And the thought that lady talked about, the story I told when I first started talking, we were under construction, and there will be a day when that construction's over, end of construction. So that we need to build a solid foundation to construct our spiritual life on, and we'll be able to withstand the storms and the trials and be able to say when life's over that We had a strong life. We lived for Christ, a Christ-centered life. So as we close, let's think about this. People, if there are those here that have not been baptized and you would like to do that, we can take care of that today. If there are those here who need prayers and have a special need that they would like to make known to the church, if you have any need for this invitation, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing.